Cultural Custodian: Separating Africa's Myth from Its Reality. This article was written by Sonia Beard, who is a writer and educator based in New York. There is a version of Africa romanticized as a place with lush landscapes and rich resources ruled by kings and queens. African Americans dream of going there and receiving a warm welcome home. Then there is the other version. I grew up in the era of Feed the Children campaigns, which showed Africa with a lot of poverty and blight, Miss Kennedy S. Johansson told Africa Renewal in an interview. I wanted to go there and see it with my own eyes. When Miss Johansson placed her feet on African soil, she knew it would be her first of many adventures on the continent. A transformational trip to Kenya in East Africa had Miss Johansson looking to her future while examining her past. As I got older and started traveling the world, I wanted to understand myself and my identity. Identity was always a question for the Detroit native. Her family dynamics were constantly shifting. She had never met her father, and her mother could not care for her. After her grandmother died, she lived with a string of relatives before being orphaned. With 50 countries already stamped in her passport, Miss Johansson embarked on a new journey to discover her heritage. When she received her DNA results from Ancestry.com in 2016, her itinerary and her life changed. I rerouted my journey to all the countries that had my ethnicity markers: Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, and the Gambia, said the travel enthusiast. I wanted to see the similarities in our traits, customs, and traditions. Honorary title. On one of Miss Johansson's many trips, she found an early investor to launch her Green Book travel agency, and Forbes recognized her on its 2021 Next 1000 list. Named after the Negro motorist Green Book that helped black travelers find welcoming services and accommodations in America's segregated South, her agency offers ancestry, birthright, and heritage tours for the African diaspora. Miss Johansson's objective for Green Book travel was to steer away from the colonial mindset and support descendants in tracing their ancestral footprints by visiting all the places that slave ships docked. The transatlantic slave trade stripped us of our names, our culture, our traditions, and our religion. It cut us off from our origins, she said. By going back, African Americans can restore their identities. Miss Johansson traced her ancestry to Ghana. There, she received her African name, which came with a royal title, Queen Zosimlina, a distinction bestowed on her through the enskinment ceremony where a candidate sits on an animal skin. Na Fushaini Bawa, chief of Tamale in the Dagbon Kingdom of Ghana, enskinned Miss Johansson. According to the Ghana news agency, Chief Fushaini Bawa said that he intended the title to strengthen the bilateral relations between Ghana and the United States, especially in the areas of culture and tourism. In her role, Miss Johansson has supported clean water initiatives, provided shoes to school children, and hosted economic development workshops. She even employed local talent and paid them fair wages through Social Fabric, her sustainable fashion line with ethically sourced materials. Her position, she said, includes a cultural custodianship tasked with making public appearances. Miss Johansson was spotted in a photograph at a royal ceremony for fellow African-American travel entrepreneur Diallo Sumbri, who sat on a traditional stool to receive his new title. Yes, she attended my enstoolment. I invited the entire community, said Mr. Sumbri, honored for his work as co-architect of Ghana's Year of Return and as author of a Smart Ghana Repatriation Guide. Mr. Sumbri was named Nkosi Ohin, fittingly, Chief of Development. Miss Johansson chuckles when people ask about her royal roots, which she explains as an honorary distinction reserved for a few prominent individuals throughout the diaspora. The positions help to reintegrate African Americans into the African family. African Ambassador. Through her business ventures, Miss Johansson has had opportunities to help others take their own journeys back to Africa through cultural tours. She sees herself as a conduit for her American brothers and sisters to come to the continent as tourists, investors, or returnees. The tours offer descendants a historical connection, Miss Johansson said. I get emotional visiting traditional kingdoms and meeting with the elders, experiencing those places where my ancestors took their last bath, tracing their footsteps through the Door of No Return. The Door of No Return refers to the exit at the dungeons in Cape Coast, Ghana, where millions of Africans were detained before being forced onto ships and sold into slavery. According to the Ghana Tourism Authority, the Cape Coast Castle is now a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a museum honoring the ancestors. Experiencing Africa. Through her travels, Miss Johansson realized, though, that life on the continent may not be a fairy tale. Some areas are thriving and affluent, whereas others are impoverished and in need of assistance, she said of the disparities that mirror her hometown of Detroit. Yet, she also recognized that the reality is far from the negative myths and misconceptions portrayed for years in the media. Everywhere she turns, Miss Johansson said that the beautiful brown images in advertisements overwhelm her. In this age of social media, the continent has re-imaged itself. Now Africa is on our vision board, said Miss Johansson, a self-appointed ambassador for the continent. I want to share my stories, my pictures and my videos, she said. I want to tell everyone about the richness of the culture and the kindness of the people. I want to pass on everything I have learned. Taking the DNA test, Miss Johansson said, was one of the most profound acts of her life. Recently, it allowed her to share those travel stories with the father who never knew she existed. You must go back to your roots so that you can move forward, Miss Johansson said. It is the concept of Sankofa. What has been lost, stripped, or taken away from you can be reclaimed, preserved, and revived.